Welcome to the Weekly Dose Podcast, your one-stop shop for the weekly news in incretin mimetic therapies with your host, Man on the Majaro, Dave Knapp. Welcome to this week's edition of On the Pen, the Weekly Dose Podcast. I'm Dave Knapp, Man on the Majaro. That's why I'm here. You are on the pen. That's why you're here. Wegovy, Saxenda, Victoza, Trulicity, Mounjaro, Zepbound, that pen. That is what we talk about. All of the news in the world of incretin mimetic therapies for the week. I round it up here on this podcast. We release it typically Monday night, Tuesday of every week. And so I hope that you've been enjoying this podcast. If you have, please consider giving it a 5-star rating and review wherever you get your podcasts at. That really helps. So thank you for those who have done that. Cloakster, you left an awesome review this past week. Thank you for that. Really, really appreciate it. Hey, I am so eager to get into the news this week because there's just so much happening. And so we are going to jump in, but I would be remiss without mentioning that there has been a tremendous censorship effort over on TikTok to squash GLP-1 content, in particular, the Release the Vials campaign. As of current today, which is Monday, April 15th, I am unable to post any videos on TikTok unless it is a story or a live stream. It goes immediately into a review period and then stays there for days and days and days. So if you are somebody who typically follows me on TikTok, it's very important that at this juncture, you will follow me over on YouTube. That is where the bulk of my content lives anyway. You can also check me out on Facebook, Instagram, and X. I hope that you'll check me out on a different platform. But let's get into the news of this week, because just today we saw another update from the FDA that Zepbound single dose vials were added to their database for approved medications. Now, what does this actually mean? Because this happened to Mounjaro too. Back when the Mounjaro single dose vials came out, they added the vials in addition to their auto injector. It basically just means that the next step in the process of a drug being able to be marketed in the United States has taken place with the FDA. So we are one step closer to, at least on the FDA side, being able to see single dose vials hit the market. Now, the next thing that I would look for, which probably won't happen before the April 30th earnings call from Eli Lilly, is that you'll start to see these options pop up in the prescriber portals when they go to write prescriptions. You'll start to see these pop up as an optional item within the databases at pharmacies where they're able to look up inventory from their distributors or their wholesalers. That part has not happened yet. I don't suspect that it will before we get that April 30th earnings call. We're still looking with great anticipation to that earnings call. I actually spoke on the phone with an executive with Eli Lilly this past week, and we discussed the fact that the medication is in shortage, some options that we can look at as far as pointing people to calling their pharmacies. I actually did a video earlier this week on one of the hacks that one of my viewers found, that they called their PBM, in this case, CVS Caremark. They asked their PBM to not only do a search within the PBM pharmacy network, in this case, CVS Caremark. So they have always been able to sort of call other CVS Caremark facilities in your area. Now they can look that up pretty quick, but they actually asked them to tell them where the medications were actually being filled, where they were paying out benefits to specific pharmacies in their area. So they were able to say, pharmacy A, B, C, D, we have paid benefits for Zepbound at these pharmacies this week. You may want to check them out. That user then followed up with those pharmacies and was able to locate a script of Zepbound and get it filled right away. So there are still some tricks that we can do in terms of the shortages, but we will be looking with great anticipation to April 30th, where we will absolutely run down the Eli Lilly earnings call, as we've always done. I've done this now for ever since I started this channel on YouTube. I have been following the earnings calls very intently. This one we'll be watching perhaps closer than any other earnings call in the recent past. So make sure that you stay tuned to the channel for that. Again, that happens on YouTube. We will likely drop a specific podcasts for that as well. So I've been doing these special edition podcasts. You'll want to look out for that. This past Saturday, we dropped a special edition podcast on the difference between 503A and 503B pharmacies, with the TLDR being that 503A pharmacies are in existence to basically fill prescriptions on an individual basis. They're governed by their state boards of pharmacy, where the 503B pharmacies are basically manufacturing medications in bulk, complying with the CGMP, which is overseen by the FDA, and they are making medicines more oftentimes than not with machines in large batches and following very specific protocols to ensure the safety and efficacy of a specific medication. So if you didn't get a chance to check that out, you may want to go back and check that out. But in the news this week, besides the single dose vials news, which I hope you're still continuing to use that hashtag, release the vials, despite maybe some attempts over on TikTok to squash that campaign, more than 250 websites selling fake or counterfeit versions of tirzepatide and semaglutide have been reported. And this is a article from Reuters. So the cybersecurity firm BrandShield has actually taken down 250 of these websites selling fake versions of GLP-1 medications. Now, what I found most interesting about the article is that they've found and removed 250 of these, but I still get advertisements daily from many of these companies. And so whether this is sort of a shot across the bow, or this is just kind of a way to get it into the mainstream media that this kind of stuff is happening, this counterfeiting of these medications is happening, it's just a drop in the bucket, right? So that's why it's all the more important to check out the podcast from this weekend, where I sort of delineate when we talk about compounds. Oftentimes, these research grade chemicals get thrown into the discussion as if they are equivalent to a 503A or 503B pharmacy version. They are not, because they have no oversight, no accountability. That's why they are labeled not for human consumption. And so an interesting article in that front. All the articles I will be listing in the description of this video and in the show notes of the podcast. Another interesting article from the Wall Street Journal this week on the FDA and their reporting of shortages of medications, specifically GLP-1 medication. So we talked about in the last few weeks on all of my social media platforms how, honestly, creators like myself who communicate about GLP-1 news to tens of thousands of people who are on the pen every week are probably a better bellwether because of comments, messages, emails, etc., whether a medication is impending a FDA shortage or whether it's coming out of a shortage. And we were able to report way ahead of any FDA reporting on that, because basically we just have our fingers on the pulse of what's happening in real time, where actually the FDA reporting sort of relies on some voluntary reporting via phone calls to the FDA from the manufacturers of these medications. Lawmakers are now proposing on Capitol Hill to expand the FDA's power in requiring these companies to comply with more thorough reporting on these shortages, which I am all about, because it's honestly something that needs more attention, right? Because more attention leads to more scrutiny about what's going on with the distribution of these medications, what's being done to make sure that we, most importantly, ensure patient access to these medications. I've said it many, many times before. I'll continue to preach on my high horse about this. We do not have clinical data that tells us what happens to a person when they yo-yo on these dosages, when they're on a 15 milligram dose of tirzepatide and they have to go back to 7.5 or 10 milligrams for a month or 2 months just to try to climb back up to the dose that they were on. We don't have data that says what that does or what that does to the efficacy of the drug over time. And so I think that the argument against compounds or generic versions of these medications starts to lose a lot of its oomph, because all of a sudden you're saying, well, those aren't FDA approved versions. Well, neither is the titration schedule that is being forced upon people due to the shortages. So people ought to have options. information is key. And so I think giving the FDA a little bit more leverage to encourage some better and more accurate reporting on the shortages is going to be a long-term benefit for the consumer. And finally, this week from Fierce Pharma, a interesting article about how in 2024, GLP-1 medications are expected to eclipse the PD-1 class of medications, the PD-1 inhibitor class of medications like Merck's Keytruda. These are typically used in the treatment of cancer. Those drugs expected to be in the low 40 millions this year, low 40 billions this year, where the GLP-1 class of medications are expected to hit $50 billion in sales this year, and we are just getting started. So a tremendous amount of money pouring in to GLP-1s this year. Hopefully, more and more people will get access this year. Hopefully, we've made enough noise that the release the vials will become a reality. Again, I hope that you will be paying close attention to this channel to follow, as you always do, the updates on the earnings call. Can't wait to bring that information to you in the next couple of weeks. It is going to be a busy week, that week talking about the impending release of the vials. I can't wait to bring it to you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being the best part of what we do at On the Pen. Thank you for tuning in to this week's installment of the Weekly Dose podcast. I hope that you'll give it again a 5-star rating and review. Make sure that you follow all my social channels anywhere where you hang out on social media. Make sure that you give me a follow, especially if that place is not TikTok, because right now it is incredibly, I cannot get information out there. So you'll have to make sure you pay extra close attention to the website. Please consider signing up for email alerts in the description of this video. I'll have a link. We'll be doing more email alerts, more articles on the website. Just one more way to stay in touch with breaking news. If you are on the pen, thanks again for being here, and we will see you next week on the pen.